Hello, and welcome to season 4 of the Soul Star Channel. It's Tiffany here, your sparkly soul sister, and this podcast is all about giving you practical and magical tools to manifest and live your best frickin' life. It's time to gain more energy, more confidence, and have strategies to flow through life's ups and downs, because we all know that it's not all rainbows and unicorns. Let's unlock your own power to show up with unwavering authenticity, radiant magnetism, and a little bit of magic. Thank you for pushing play. Let's go. Hello, and welcome back to the Soul Star Channel. This one is going to be a two-part series, and this is what I get asked a lot in events that I do. I've had some like people ask me like this on Instagram, like whenever I leave, like, and ask me anything. So I wanted to go through it. However, I think it's like very multifaceted. And so that's why it's going to be a part two. The first part is how to make a big decision. How to make a big decision. I'm not just talking about like, what are you going to get for Uber Eats tonight? I'm talking about like me personally in the last little bit, breaking up with someone, moving house, big career changes, like, sorry, not all of those happened to me, just the breakup. But this could be like any big decision in your life. Even like, should I keep this friendship? Should I like go on this vacation? Like how to make big decisions in your life. And then the second part is going to be like how to actually follow through, because you could be like, yep, I'm going to change career. Yep, I'm going to leave this partner. Yep, I'm going to do this. But then it's another whole freaking thing, which I've realized, in actually freaking doing it. And this is why it's going to be a two-part series. So this part is going to be like how to make a big decision. And the second part is like how to actually make it come into fruition, because we can hide behind being scared and fearful. And yeah, if we actually want to follow through with this decision that we know deep down what we need to do, there has to be a little bit more work to it. But the first thing is, and this is when I always work with clients, is like, what do you want? And to be honest, a lot of people don't know how to answer that. They don't know what they want. So this, hopefully, I've written a list of things, and I'm just gonna, be really straight on, and not, these are not chronological things. There are things on here that might work for you that may not, or may work for you for one big decision, but maybe not another big decision. But what I'm hopefully by the end of this episode, it's like, what are some tools that you can use in order to make a big decision? Yes. Okay. And again, I feel like I'm in a good place to do this because I've had to make a really big decision recently on to like leave my partner. And I am telling you, 110,000,000%, it was not a fucking easy decision. And I will stand by that. Like, it was definitely not, but it feels freaking good deep down. But okay, let's go into it. The first one is like feel into different options. Right? We always like make like pros and cons lists or whatever. That's what we learned in school, which is a very archaic like kind of thing. But just say, hopefully with your decision, you can come down to like a couple different options. Or even if it's one option and you're scared of it, just feel into it. How does it make you feel? How does it change in your body? How does it change your breath? So if there's like option one and option two, breathe into option one, feel into it. Feel into option two and feel into it. And I remember doing this, and I just remember feeling so much lighter of when I was like, okay, I need to break up. So, and I was like, oh, my life is going to feel so much lighter. So feeling into that decision and the options that you have, and also being like open to other options, being like, oh, well, what about this? What about this? Well, let's feel into it. Now, don't just do this once. Don't just do this like, I'm going to meditate. No, don't just do it once. Try every day or every couple days. If it's a really freaking big decision that's going to change your whole life, give it a couple days at least, right? Obviously, it took me a very long time, probably like months and months and months. But try every day feeling into option one again, feeling in option two again. Do they feel different? Or is option one always feeling better, right? And it's really important to feel into your decisions. Now, I think that this might seem like, oh yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. But it's honestly just relax, take a breath, lay down on your bed and feel into them. Like they will, trust me, they will feel different in your body. The way you breathe, the way that even your skin feels, like it will feel different. And saying doing this every day, not just doing it once, please do not make a big decision like that week before your period or your menstrual cycle, whatever you want to call it. I don't know about you, but I'm a freaking hot mess in those days leading up to getting my period. And I'm like not sometimes in like the right rational mind. So again, you can try feeling into those options at that time. That's all right. But try not to make a decision in that space because we just have a lot of hormones going through our body that may not be the best to make a huge freaking decision. Then I also asked for signs. I was like, okay, so then I was like, okay, I want option one. I want that one. So once you feel into which one you want, then you'd be like, okay, give me a sign. And I felt into it, I was like, what sign do I want? And automatically a freaking dragonfly popped in my head. I don't even really like dragonflies. Normally I would call in like a butterfly or the number four or Celine Dion songs, like something else. But this just was like, yep, a dragonfly. And I was like, okay, show me dragonflies to show me that I'm in the right direction. And it is so crazy. I think I might actually do a whole other episode on this, but like the amount of freaking dragonflies I have seen in the last couple months, you would not even imagine. And obviously like, yep, you rational people out there, of course, maybe I'm looking for them more, but so when I was making this decision, I was like, nah, I'm gonna stay with them. I'm shitting you not. A dragonfly came into my bedroom. I'd never seen a freaking dragonfly in our yard or in our house. It flew into my bedroom and legit attacked me. I'm okay. It's a small bug, but it like legit attacked me. And I was like, okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And even now in my new place, oh my God, there is this dragonfly hovering around the pool all the time. And I'm like, it's just a sign of like, yes, you're supposed to be here. It's just this constant reminder. I've seen it also. I went to a little champagne thing with my friend. And again, I shit you not. We were like talking about stuff and a dragonfly came into this place that was fully glassed and landed on her purse. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so supported right now. And it just was this constant reminder. Even when I've had conversations with my partner to get through some of this, which will be in part two, there have been dragonflies and I'm like, oh my God, thank you. It's just a beautiful sign. So if you're trying to make a big decision, maybe just be open to signs and just being open to things that, you know, allow you to kind of flow through it. I also had this mindset as well. I kind of changed my mindset a little bit through this decision making. It's like life is supposed to be easy, not every single day. And of course, we're going to go through hard times and hard times that we can never really describe or explain or understand. But life day to day is supposed to be easy. So if you're feeling uneasy all the time, that is a huge sign from the universe saying, get your shit together, get your decisions together. Okay, so just think about like, is it really hard to do all these things? And then that is showing you that you're out of alignment. Again, you're gonna have a bad morning here and there. You're gonna have bad stuff happen, but it's like most of the time it should be easy and the universe is just trying to get you to your like highest version of yourself. So yeah, I really felt into like what was going easy and what was not. And then once I realized that there was so much that wasn't easy, I was like, whoa, it was a huge mindset shift for me. Okay. Then the other thing I changed my mindset shift about is I thought, okay, if I do option one, what will that look like in 3 months? What will that look like in a year? And there was a part of me that I was like, I can't continue this any longer. I can do it right now. I can be in this relationship right now, but I can't see ourselves growing and being a couple in this kind of 3 months, a year thing because it's no longer serving me. It's making me feel like not this life of ease. It was just like again, we've gone through hard times and we've gotten through them, but this was just like, just seemed very, very hard. So think about yourself in a year from now, in 3 months from now, in 10 years from now, can you see yourself in these options of these decisions that you need to make? And my last one, and the one that I say to myself all the time and my clients and anyone that comes in my path and wants advice is like, deep down, you know what to do. And if you're thinking of things all the time, like, should I leave him? Should I do this? Should I do this? it's probably a yes. Because if you're thinking about it that much, like, just feel like deep, deep down into your heart, not just this surface level, like just breathing into your chest. I don't want you to go right down into your essence of like who you are and like deep down. And then, hun, if you make decisions from that deep down thing, oh, it gets so much freaking easier. It gets so much more fulfillment. And yes, of course, I feel deep down that we needed to break up. Was it still hard on the surface level? Like, you know, like saying goodbye to his family and his little niece and our little puppy, like all, yes, of course, that was freaking shit. But deep down, I knew and I could always connect with that because that would get me through the freaking day at the end. So the problem is sometimes it's like you may not, because society, and we don't get taught this at school, that's for sure, is like you may not really know deep down what that feels like because you may be thinking too much what other people want, your kids, your family, your boss, your friends, like you're like all of the things. So it's like, just take a breath and take some time for you because you have the answers inside of you and you will come from such a more empowered place when you are making that decision from your heart on a soul level rather than just some Karen that told you at the grocery store. But I hope that these make sense. They are just kind of random stuff that I have written down as I was kind of going through it because a lot of people ask me how to make a big decision. Okay, so the next part though is like, okay, I made this decision. I need to leave him. I need to change my career. I need to get rid of this friendship group. I need to do this. But it's like, okay, the whole next level thing is like, what do I do now to actually like make that happen? Because all of your fear, all of your patterns, all of your conditioning are going to come up in order to keep you in your safe space. And so I'll do a whole other part on how to actually follow through with making a big decision. But I hope you have a beautiful, sparkly day and like, subscribe, review this podcast if it resonated with you today.